Now, what makes, Kevin, a good science fiction film or television show?
I think what really makes them great is the character studies. And if you take a look at Star Wars, for example, it's really not all that much about the technology. It's about the characters of Han Solo and Luke Skywalker, and even C-3PO and R2-D2, but it's really about the characters.
And Yoda, he's a home run as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, and it's about how they interact with one another and how they respond to the situations they're thrown into. But I think it's always been about the characters. And so when people say, well, I don't like that science fiction, I don't read science fiction, I think they kind of missed this. Even though science fiction originally was designed, you might say, by Hugo Gernsback with an idea of sugarcoating science and teaching people science through the stories and the novels that way, but I think that what makes a really good science fiction story is when you get into the characters and the science becomes somewhat incidental to the story.
What is your full definition of science fiction, then?
Well, science fiction, I think, by the most technical definition, is predicated on our science, which means you envision something that can happen in the future that our science suggests will be true. For example, stories about from the 50s of trips to the moon would have been science fiction because that's was a scientific possibility. Trips to Mars, for example, would be another science. Would be more science fiction. But if you move beyond that, you're really getting into fantasy. And people think of fantasy of swords and sorcery.
Okay, and there's a difference, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm thinking that fantasy also encompasses time travel stories because I don't think time travel is going to be scientifically possible. There are just too many problems with that to work feasibly. I could of course be wrong. I think the transporter from Star Wars may be more fantasy than it is science fiction because I'm not sure that we're ever going to be able to break down the molecules of a human being and reassemble them elsewhere.
The first time machine movie, the H.G. Wells movie, that was science fiction, wasn't it?
I think of time travel stories more as really fantasy.
Really? Although, even that one? Okay.
Well, because you're using the device of a time travel machine, and I don't think that's ever going to be possible, and that, for me, moves it into fantasy. But when you look at the things that they do in the movie, then there's certainly a great number of elements of science fiction in that.
How would you categorize Journey to the Center of the Earth? That one, that movie with the one with Pat Boone and James Mason.
You mean the good one?
That's right. The one I like. I had Pat Boone in the studio here a month or so ago, and we talked a little bit about that. It's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, mine too. But you see, since when they go to the center of the Earth, that's really not science. You can drill down. You can go down to great depths, but you're eventually going to reach a point where you hit the molten core and you're pretty well screwed at that point. So if you're going by the strictest definition of science fiction, then that really moves into fantasy.
So would you like me to do my James Mason impression? And you tell me how close I am to him.
Okay.
Based on Journey to the Center of the Earth, okay?
I'm ready.
Here we go. And now I'm doing this right off the cuff here, so I haven't had a chance to really rehearse this one. We're going down to the center of the Earth. What do you think?
I think your voice was a tad bit high.
Thanks, Kevin. And this interview is now over. We're going to open line. I'm kidding.
Yes, I figured that's what was going to happen.
I am later on, by the way. I'm going to give you the top 10 sci-fi films picked by scientists. And most of them, if not all of them, you probably know about. But I want to get your reaction to those. We'll start from number 10 and go up to number 1. Number 1 blows my mind. I don't think I would have picked that one.
Blade Runner.
Hold on until I get to the top of the list, all right? We're going to do that later.
Okay.
Tell me what is, though, in science fiction, in the movies specifically, what is the most influential theme in this? Is it the UFO?
If you're looking at it from today's environment, I'm thinking that the alien invasion, the aliens coming to Earth, would be very influential because it certainly suggests what how people feel about those things. If you're looking at things in the past, it may be films that suggest travel to the moon and the planets inside our solar system. One of the interesting films was called Rocket Ship XM, when they were going to send a rocket to the moon, and by some mistake they end up on Mars.
They just missed by a little bit.
Well, and Mars, of course, has been devastated by an atomic war, and there's all these mutants running around, and they're coming back to Earth, and at the end the ship crashes. And I think, you know, that's one of the few really downer type films, and that I think that came out the same year as The Day the Earth Stood Still, which was quite
influential. Well, that's a classic. That's again another one of my favorites.
Oh, mine too. But I think that you know, those sorts of films, I think, have an influence on it. A lot of the 50s movies were predicated on the idea of going to the moon or trips to the moon, and I think that kind of may have inspired John Kennedy when he said we're going to go to the moon by the end of the decade, and certainly put the emphasis on our capability of doing that sort of thing.